This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America was never great.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Slavery, genocide, and war.
While America sleepwalks through the 2020 decade with a treasonous zombie criminal at the helm.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
You from Syria?
No.
Hey, well, why is it a big secret?
According to the United States Intelligence Community, domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
The Nashville shooter, the trans woman demand, who went in to the little Christian school and shot those little kids and shot those teachers. The manifesto was suppressed when it happened, and we now have confirmed from insiders it was the Justice Department suppressing it.
Our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
This monster was brainwashed and poisoned by leftist propaganda. Reportedly from the sources, she was a total brainwashed leftist on a bunch of psychotropics that love BLM, you name it.
Arrested after police say she crashed her car into a building thinking it was a Jewish school. Police say the woman told them that she did it on purpose after seeing an Israel school sign on the door. She also reportedly made references to, quote, her people back in Palestine.
A Jewish man has died from injuries after a confrontation with protesters. The incident happened Sunday as Palestinian protesters gathered near the intersection of Westlake Boulevard and Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
And this evening we received word from the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles that the man has died.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Joe Biden wouldn't know a threat to the United States if it bit him, and it nearly did. China is flooding every inch of Earth with its rising dominance. As a military power, China's navy is now the largest in the world. The dollar is now openly regarded to be on life support. As Foreign Policy magazine reported, BRICS is likely to strip the dollar of its hegemony over global trade, even if it doesn't have a single currency. BRICS currently comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, but will soon be joined by Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE this coming January, estimated to represent nearly half of the global GDP by 2040. BRICS also expands control over commodities and increases leverage in financial holdings. China has quietly taken control of larger portions of key global trade arteries, including the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. Meanwhile, thousands of military-aged Chinese men flood into the United States from Chinese camps located in Panama.
I cannot stress enough how important Panama is. It is absolutely vital, right? And Panama is being destabilized. And it's being taken by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party.
China's Belt and Road Initiative, racing up through South and Central America, is built on the back of a compromised U.S. president, allowing nearly 8 million illegals, partly comprised of foreign military-aged men and terrorists, into the United States under his three-year term, dwarfing the amount that came in under two terms of Obama and one term of Donald Trump. While Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum lays waste to the sovereignty of the Netherlands as Schwabtown, or the tri-state city, is built to serve as a hub for the New World Order's Great Reset agenda.
This is a city that will consist of about 30 million people if it goes according to plan. It's most of Netherlands, a part of Belgium, and part of Germany. That's the tri-state. The end of the railway that goes all the way from Shanghai and other feeders in China ends at Rotterdam Harbor, which is in Tri-State City, which is at the mouth of the Rhine River, which is like the Mississippi for Europe, right? So Rotterdam Harbor is one of the biggest in the world, one of the top 10, and it's the largest in Europe. Just south of Rotterdam Harbor is Antwerp, which is the second largest harbor in Europe. Those will both be in Tri-State City. And so bottom line is, this is not just about weaponized migration. The weaponized migration are one weapon that they're bringing to the war. They're like the tanks, right? They've also got, they're building the new Silk Road.
While more U.S. banks continue to fail, and the West is in a state of kinetic, terror-driven chaos, Once the dollar has been sufficiently diminished, central bank digital currencies will flood the globe, unleashing a totalitarian nightmare the world can barely imagine. John Bowne.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Here's Harari saying, we're going to make aliens on Earth. We're going to merge the machines and be a new life form, a new ruling alien class on Earth. See, they're building the aliens. The biomedical AI merger with our flesh. The raping of humanity. It's the same story from Roswell in the late 40s. With Colonel Corso, heavily promoted everywhere by the biggest publishers, by the biggest movie makers. That was system funded. Because they don't want you to understand the full spectrum of interdimensional contact and the fact that it's always been here. These things actually aren't alien. They're part of our existence and part of our story here. If anything's the aliens, it's us. But here on this planet, my God. And there's these things that were already basically here. We've probably not been here as long long as this thing's been here. If you really read the ancient text of the Bible. So they don't want you to know it's far more complex, and they're not in control of it. All they're doing is being demonically inspired by these creatures that will only give them Hellraiser vision. It will only give them how to have technology for evil, because it doesn't like us. This is just a training camp where our Father has put us here. We think we're only living on one life, so that we're in this super scared position of having all these spiritual and ancestral intergalactic interdimensional memories. And it's all a giant three-dimensional real scenario war game. And they don't want you to know that. And they don't want you to understand they signed on to the wrong team. They joined with the destructive force, the evil force, so they can have power during this, the third-dimensional simulation. It's a three-dimensional genetic universal simulation. It's a real simulation. It's just that it's forever war. You don't die when you die. You're an electrochemical, multidimensional creature. This is only one lowest manifestation of you. You have glorified heavenly bodies. There's this first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. It's all right there for you to understand. And again, what is the heaven? A dimension. They are programming that aliens are these little stupid gray things and that want to kidnap us at night and take stuff from us. And there is some evidence for some lower level creatures. They're like a biological android. This whole big UFO thing is a distraction that, oh, the aliens are harassing our ships. The aliens are harassing our troops. No, that's the globalists with their advanced technology playing games so they can brand contact with the angels and God as the devil, when really we're here with the devil. We're not locking in with the devil. The devil's locking in with us.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for us.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
One of the things that I would recommend for people to go look at, and I don't care what you think about this guy who I'm about to mention, but I was sent a video yesterday. It's basically a documentary, and late in the afternoon, so I watched it last night, and it's by Alex Jones, InfoWars, and the media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in, and he also does his research and his homework. And so I sat, because a close friend of mine said, you've got to watch this. I just finished watching it. He actually put it out yesterday, and it's called An Emergency Broadcast, and it's based on InfoWars, and it's based on the whole COVID lie. And Alex takes his audience through an hour and a half worth of just incredible level of detail of a war game that our government did back in the 2016-2017 timeframe with under a different name, and they called it SPARS instead of SARS COVID, right? And it's this incredible, runs parallel to everything that's going on today. Even in the war game that they did almost 5 years ago now, 4 years ago now, in the war game, they even put out social media things like tweets and such. And in the tweets that they use in the war game, they use the exact same tweets over the last year. I mean, the exact same words, the exact same hashtags. And it's like it's one big setup. So that's just this thing that Alex Jones put out yesterday. It needs to get out in a bigger way, because Alex walks through, and again, whatever, I don't care what people think of him, he's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to. And there's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out. And in this particular documentary that he did yesterday, it's fascinating. And there's an awful lot of parallels in it to what was done in a war game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here really quickly, and this is why I say they absolutely don't want this manifesto out there. This is not a trick. Okay, white supremacy. I'm going to condemn it first, and then you go, okay? I think that white supremacists are morons. I think they're wrong. I share nothing in common with them. Okay, Alex, you go.
Absolutely. We have nothing to do with it. We love everybody. We're Christians.
There you go. Exactly. It is anti-Christian, is antithetical to what I believe, and I also think that they are stupid. Now, leftists, condemn the idea of white privilege. Go. Condemn gender ideology. Go modern gender theory. Go back to Simone de Beauvoir, write John Money, those studies are
defined. Define what a woman is. Federal judges won't even do it.
Exactly. We can so easily condemn white supremacy, as small of a percentage of any terrorism that's committed, or a small of a percentage of the population that they may be. We can easily condemn it. We can mock them mercilessly. They can't do that as it relates to the motivation, the type of culture this person was steeped in, because they've created it. This is in every school curriculum across the country. Now, I'm not saying that every transgender individual is going to go and shoot up a school. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that this person did include this as a reason. You don't use the term white privilege and say, I'm going to kill crackers. This was someone who also believed in the classism that we've seen from the left, the idea of equity versus equality. This is a starting point. And you know what? A starting point is important if you're running an investigation. This matters, not just because it was withheld, but because it helps us chart our course in approaching what we do preventatively in the future.
I've not been this excited ever!
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
So a consortium of think tanks, government agencies, foreign government agencies, the EU, the UK, the Canadian government, the US government, the CIA, the Justice Department, big tech companies, the policy being written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL on what to censor and what to control are literally in your private messages on all the big apps, on all the big tech companies. They're not just watching what you say in public. They are engaging in massive coordinated crime. And that's what experts in Congress have said. That's what constitutional lawyers have said in testimony. We know it on its face. We saw the big hearings dealing with the censorship industrial complex. Now Jim Jordan's big report out on it. So they stole the last two elections, bigger than Dallas, total election meddling. Now they've tried to outlaw saying, hey, stop stealing the election, or questioning all the Dropbox video, people showing up with 50, 60, 100 ballots, signing them right there on camera, fraudulently right in front of everybody. And it goes down to the crime. 20-1 black on white crime right now. That's the number. So the FBI stops publishing it. We only have the local numbers. It's a fraud. It's a war on Americans, a war on white people, a war on Christians, because that's the minority that's now got to be bullied globally under UN control. And they're trying to train the brown people, though the majority of folks who are good people, on average, just want to have a future, but they're able to find a percentage of them, Islamists, you name it, that will literally ally with the left and be used as an internal destabilization tool and a voting block. So, this trans shooter, for over a year and a half, that's in the manifesto, fantasizes about how she, really a she, is casing places, planned to hit more places, but the cops got there quickly. So she was only able to kill a small number of people, but still, it's the intent that mattered, and every life's precious. And so this breaks. And the article on Infowars.com and the videos I put out yesterday morning were 100% clear. Steven Crowder broke this and authorized me to break it right when he broke it. So the national news comes out and says Alex Jones has released a fake manifesto. Community Notes came out and said it wasn't real. They came out and said it wasn't real on Facebook and took it down. Then the mayor comes out and says, no, it's real. We've got a criminal investigation going on who leaked it. Well, investigative journalists are allowed to be leaked things, particularly if it's a public interest. Look at the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg. He was a hero, doing the same thing Assange did. But Assange is in solitary confinement. Told you a big Assange news coming soon. Then you learn about a week later, Tucker's gone to visit him, and I'm going to leave it at that. But Tucker's got big interviews and big stuff dropping soon. Breaking, YouTube removes Crowder's video that exposed trans shooter's manifesto. We have videos. City of Nashville confirms transgender school shooter manifesto is real. Democrat Nashville mayor launches probe. You look into it, it's a criminal probe of the leak of trans shooter's manifesto. Imagine if that's just the first three pages. It's reportedly dozens of pages long. What else is in there? Well, the police that are mad about this and want this out, they want the city to be forced to officially release it because I guess the cops thought they would just say it was fake, but that's already been defeated. So that's what's happening here. But let's put on screen an HD shot of this. Let's look at the people that were killed. They don't want you to know their names. These little girls, little boy, the two teachers, and the principal, assistant principal, a black man. She went there to kill evil white people, but a black man tried to stop her, and so she shot him full of holes. He's a hero. He's not a racist. He's a Christian. And he protected the white children, just like he protect black children. Anybody else, so would I. Makes me want to throw up. But they wanted to tell you that it was the right wing. First they said it was a right winger did it. And then they said, well, it was a transgender, but people were mean to her, even though it was a he, according to the rules. Suddenly it was a her, the real gender. And I've got all these clips that I really don't want to play. I without even looking, I found like eight of them. But let's just play two of these. This is 18 and 19. Woke boomer blames the Christian right for the actions of the trans terrorist. Another one, clip 19. Deranged leftist blames Tennessee trans bills on the shooting. The first is long. I don't even want to listen to these people, but play 19 first and then just play part of 18. Here it is.
I wonder if the parents of the victims of the Nashville shooting today would still have their children if these trans bills in Tennessee were never a thing. I'm not a parent, but if I were, I'd be real, real mad at the government. I'd be real, real mad at the government.
You have a transgender person that was finally pushed so far and traumatized so much by the Christian conservative right that they snapped. They did the unthinkable, the unfathomable, and they murdered children. And now that very group of Christian right conservatives will use that transgender person as a poster for why transgender people are evil and need to be eliminated, even though they created the environment that allowed that monster to develop. They are equally responsible. And this is the methodology this entire country has been built on since the beginning. We did it to the indigenous.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. The It is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune Support, Organic, Green Fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Because they wanted to protect their way of life, their land, their lives. We did it to black people and continue labeling them as angry and violent because they didn't want to be enslaved. And then any time a marginalized group puts together enough organization and wherewithal to gain real political power, our government goes in and absolutely decimates them. They did it to the Black Panthers.
Meanwhile, slavery is still going on in many parts of the world. There's massive barbarism going on. There were millions of white slaves kidnapped and taken by Arabs over 500 years. But you're not supposed to know all of that. only evil went on in America because the Marxist-Leninists funded by the big banks and the universities want you to hate the founding of the country so they can get rid of that Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. That's what it's about. And now they officially are taking down George Washington and Thomas Jefferson statues around the country. And even Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was like a big civil rights activist before they even had that name for it. They don't care. He's a white guy. Take him down. White people are bad. I'm going to do a special report this week. There's so many clips, we'll take time to get them all. Of all the different White House officials and the FBI director and General Milley and Biden, white supremacism is a scourge. It's just an epidemic. It's everywhere. And in the middle of them saying all this, there's all these attacks on white people going on. And here's a white transgender person going in and targeting little children saying, I can't wait to kill those little blonde bleepers, those little crackers for their white privilege. You know, this morning I was going for a hike and I live near a golf course and I hiked about 5 miles and I noticed that the workers were all Hispanic and white. And I used to play golf back in high school and stuff and a little bit about it. I know the jobs that greenskeepers do. I was a greenskeeper for about a year in high school. And I noticed that the white people were the junior people in the jobs. Because obviously the Hispanic guys have been there longer and that seniority, they're skilled people. It's very skilled work, especially on a nice golf course. And I didn't look, how dare those Hispanic guys be the bosses? Because the white guys looked like they were 25 and they wanted a job. The point is, I really saw the white privilege out there. And, you know, when I see people out playing golf, I drive by the golf course every day. I just see black people and white people and brown people and Asian people, everybody out there. America is the most open, free country in the world for race and religion. Everybody knows that. So these people tell us that we're the strongest and the best and that we're bad and we're guilty. Let's play clip 24. This is Steven Crowder reading the sickening first 3 pages of the manifesto.
Dark Abyss, Death Day, March 27th, 2023. Today is the day, yes. The day has finally come. I can't believe it's here. Don't know how I was able to get this far, but here I am. I'm a little nervous, but excited too. Been excited for these past 2 weeks. There were several times I could have been caught, especially back in the summer of 2021. None of that matters now. I'm almost an hour plus 7 minutes away. Can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm ready. I hope my victims aren't. My only fear is if anything goes wrong, I'll do my best to prevent any of the sort. God let my wrath take over my anxiety. It might be 10 minutes tops. It might be 3 to 7. It's gonna go quick. I hope I have a high death count. Ready to die. Ha ha. Signed, Aiden. Next page. Audrey. Kill those kids. 3 exclamation points. Those crackers. Going to private fancy schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks with their M-dash-dash-dash daddies, Mustangs, and convertibles. You little I wish to shoot you weak-ass dicks with your mop yellow hair. Wanna kill all you little crackers again. Bunch of little faggots with your white privileges. You faggots. Then we have the schedule. Death day, 6:30, desired. It's covered by a sticky note, 7 a.m., get dressed, 7:05 to 8:55. It says, with stuffed animals plus possessions, 9 a.m., eat breakfast at home. The home is encircled in a heart shape, 9:30, pack up special belongings and backpack. Test knife core breaker, leave for Royal Range, gear up plus setup, guns and trunk. Final videotape, leave for Covenant School. So, the schedule isn't necessarily something I need to go through in detail, but we will provide it for you.
So what you've been witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, is an organized corporate government working with PR firms, the media, big tech, to not just censor the Hunter Biden laptop and millions of other pieces of information that show you who they really are, but murders of children. And now they've got an investigation going of Steven Crowder and how he got this after corporate media tried to claim it wasn't real and that I had fabricated it. The real independent journalism in this country is people like Steven Crowder and InfoWars and James O'Keefe. We're not the alternative media. We're all that's left of real media. And that's why there's PR campaigns and lawsuits and hell people go through that you don't even know about. Last time I was up at Crowder's place for 2 days doing his show, staying at a hotel, I was followed every day by a black SUV on my ass to his place of business and then away from there. That's how Steven Crowder lives. That's how I live. And I'm not being a victim here. I'm simply explaining the deep state's coming after everybody, and we're standing in the way, as President Trump has said. And Trump isn't perfect, but man, he stood up for America. It's why they're coming after him. And we need you to stand with us. We need everybody to understand that Crowder put all this out for free everywhere, and now he takes the brunt of the attacks. Everybody needs to join Mug Club. They need to go to JonesCrowder.com, get all sorts of, you know, deals, a month free, you name it. Use promo code Alex. The point is, if you don't get behind InfoWars, and if you don't get behind JonesCrowder.com, if you don't get behind the Mug Club, you're crazy. We're in the fight. We're the tip of the spear. Now, he did an extended show. He normally goes live at 9 a.m. He just got off 15 minutes ago. He's a very busy man. We've only got about 12 minutes to break. Stephen, thank you for getting in here. This is the top story out there, because it illustrates the censorship, the control, the manipulations, the false statistics, them trying to say that I fabricated it when I never even said that I was the one that released it. Then they changed the story. No, it's real. We've got an investigation now going. You know, the feds are running it, obviously, through the mayor of Nashville. But that's a badge of honor for you and your team. And the investigative unit you have built is dropping bombshells every day. You put yourself over the target again. Steven Crowder, we got 12 minutes with you. You got the floor.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and thank you for that introduction. And you know, like I've said, it's hopefully everyone out there, if they're comments, like, just show some love for the investigative unit here. I signed the fronts of the checks, and so I know they're grateful for that, but they really did a lot of legwork. And what I will tell you is, for me, having the confidence of when I go out there publicly and I say I have this information, I know it's right because I know the people I work with. I know that they do their due diligence. And yeah, when people try to, I guess there were some rumors out there, and they try to say that we're conspiratorial, that you were getting the information or you were leaking the information. And of course I knew that it wasn't true. I know what they're just trying to do is pit us against each other, and they try and generate controversy where there isn't. You know where the controversy should exist? The motivations and the targeting that are expressly outlined in this manifesto.
That's right. They try to change the subject. Well, Community Notes said that it looks like it's from Alex Jones, when it was very clear, I said, Steven Crowder's investigative unit, in the article and the video we posted. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely right. And you know what? By the way, I would take that as a badge of honor being compared to you. Like, I think they do that because you're not allowed on X right now, which gives me pause, by the way, as far as it relates to trusting Elon. I think he's taking steps in the right direction, but I'm still kind of dumbfounded that you're not allowed on there. This was something, you know, there was a process that we had to go through, which I've outlined. And today on the show, we actually released some full interviews with media. Of course, you've done this in the past, too, where they chopped it up. They misrepresented what I'd said so people can see it on Rumble or on X in its full context. What we did was, we were sent kind of a tip, right, from an anonymous source. It was pretty vague, to the Proton Mail. And by the way, anyone out there, lwctips@protonmail.com, they can send those in. So we got this vague tip. A Mug Club undercover journalist followed up with an email and a call to this person. Let's call them Source 1, because I have to keep them anonymous. Source 1 then sent some pictures to our journalists after there were multiple phone calls. Our journalist flew to Nashville to meet with this person, Source Number 1, review the phone and this text thread from the source within the Nashville PD. We'll call.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And it showcases that it's a lie, and it showcases, and we see this with big tech, right? Think about this for a second. YouTube and Google. So that's all of Alphabet. Boom, removed. You're not allowed to share it through Google is throttling anything that's shared, actually just outright removing it.
And real investigative journalism. It's being taken off Facebook. Yeah. It's being taken off Google. Some of the people
Reddit.
Claim it's false on Twitter.
Yeah, Reddit. It's been taken off everywhere except for Rumble and then Twitter. And I don't know if they still have their little notice underneath it. They didn't say it's Alex Jones, but then they said it might be sensitive material. But they've been pretty good, Twitter and X. So outside of there, I mean, that's what, 70, 80% of the information pathways out there for something that, you know what you're not hearing? You're not hearing a single person out there refute its authenticity. No one is. So that's why it becomes, well, maybe you shouldn't have released this.
Well, let me ask
hold
this.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. When are we going to get the rest of it? From what I was told or heard, obviously.
I don't know. I don't know. We don't have all of it. We do not have all of it. And we were very clear. I hope that someone gets the rest of it. And hey, if the rest of it shows this person condemning liberals and it shows that they're a radical Christian fundamentalist white supremacist, then I hope that we get the truth and all this information.
But we know that's not there just from what we got. Well, what I'm divined from this is that they want to force the city to release it all themselves. And they figured they would deny it was real. So I think that's what this was. Get them to come out, deny it's real. That's always the first tactic. They tried that. Why do you think the mayor had to say, okay, it is real?
Well, because I think it was just too clear at that point. I think that they probably had to go through their Rolodex going, okay, hold on a second. We know that this is real, right? They would have seen it, so they know it's real. And then they're thinking there's probably too much liability for
that's
us to deny.
That's kind of like when Georgia, there in Atlanta, published Trump's indictment before it was out and then said, no, it's not real. Later went, okay, it's real.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, it doesn't matter if it's true or not, right? If they say it's not real, they know that they will get a headline, and then they can say, oh, actually, no, hold on a second, this was real. I mean, the New York Times reached out, right? They were trying to say that we were profiting, right? That's their mode of attack, profiting off of this manifesto, and that it harms the victims because they have to relive it again, even though the footage of the shooting has been run ad nauseum on news. That's what they tried to claim. The New York Times reached out to me for a comment. I gave them one. They didn't include it. They ran the whole story. They asked for a comment. They were given one, and they didn't include it. Think about that for a second. And you know this. This isn't new to you, but I think a lot of people may be shocked to understand that they will ask for comments, and if it's not the comment they want, they just won't include it. It won't even say that they reached out for comment, and they wouldn't include it. So someone reading that article could think that there was no response. That's not true.
I know you got to go. I know you got to go. I said, Stephen Crowder, this is only a two-minute break. Do 5 more minutes with us. I know you got to go, but... When we come back, I want you to think about all the other angles of this, where this is going next, the investigative unit. I mean, you guys have been breaking some big stuff, not just this, every couple days now. So, man, you have really painted a target on your back, starting to out Veritas Veritas. I know we're not in competition with the great James O'Keefe, so he's a wonderful person. But how do people, if they go to JonesCrowder.com, they see all the shows, my show, that's just the place to sign up. If InfoWars gets some of the credit, that's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
JonesCrowder.com. We got 30 seconds to break.
Yep.
Tell people what they get when they join Mug Club.
Yeah, well, when they join Mug Club, they get your show on Friday, which is soon to obviously expand. They get Nick DiPaolo every day, Monday through Thursday. They get our show. They get twice the length of show. They get Brian Callen's show once a week, the Hodge Twins once a week, Mr. Guns and Gear. They get our Friday show, and it is what supports this investigative unit. Without Mug Club, there is no investigative unit. We do not have giant corporate donors, and we don't have a whole ton of sponsors either. So if people think that this is a value, the truth getting out there matters, there's one way to support us, and that's joining Mug Club.
That's right, with promo code Alex, and we get some support. It's a win-win. Go now to JonesCrowder.com. Sign up now. Take action.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Well, it is the top story right now because it ties into all the censorship, the surveillance, the control, the election meddling, how they manipulate the information. This is huge. Stephen Crowder, we got 5 minutes left. I appreciate your time. We were talking during the break, kind of repeat some of that. You were saying big law enforcement associations have already been complaining. They've backed what you guys have done. The mayor's trying to act like this is illegal, trying to scare people. What's the inside baseball on that?
Well, what they're doing, what the mayor is doing in this, I believe, leather pouch, I can't remember his name. What they're doing is they're threatening the source. They're threatening the leak. They're threatening the truth teller. They are saying that that person committed a crime, which is not true. People need to know that there were other media outlets who sued wanting to get the manifesto. And the reason they were emboldened to do that is because I believe it's the National Association of Police, the National Police Members Association, said that the public has a right to know. And demanded the release of the manifesto. Keep in mind, this would be in line with what they've done with Christchurch, what they did with, I believe it was Jacksonville, Buffalo. If they didn't outright release the manifesto, they quoted it all the time. So we are not the only ones who wanted this. There was someone who tried to do a hatchet job. I don't know if it was NBC or ABC or CBS. People can follow me on Twitter and see. And this local affiliate released a poll. Hey, do you think that this should have been released? And 87% of their own viewers said, yes, absolutely. So this is what they want to do. They want to make you, the 87%, feel as though you're in the 13%. And it's just not true. This is not something that we just did on a whim. It's something that everybody wanted. We had our suspicions, and now they seem to be confirmed. And by the way, this person obviously is deranged. Two things can be true. This person is mentally ill. This person is deranged. And it does seem like they were influenced by modern gender theory and progressivism. At the very least, it's a starting point. We had no starting point. And I think wherever you line up and whatever you think about this story, one thing, you know, it really is beyond any type of argument at this point. If we had not released what we released yesterday, no one would be having this conversation. No one would have ever seen anything as it relates to this manifesto. Now, maybe they'll be pressured and they'll release some more as they go forward. Great. Our job here is done. Maybe they won't. Well, then people will know if they're not being transparent. But if we did not get our hands on this and do our due diligence, no one would be talking about it at all.
Stephen, talk about some of the things the investigative unit has already broken that were huge. The illegal alien centers, just all, I mean, they are really kicking ass.
Yeah, they did. They went down to New York City where they were, you know, looking into the illegal alien centers. And of course, they have these programs where people are allowed to wear ankle bracelets, right, to be monitored. But if you look at the rules that apply to them, there's a curfew, which they're not following. You look at the National Guard there, or I don't know if it was a state. I don't know exactly who it was, but military members who were stopping the filming going on from these camps in New York. So they're hard at work with it. And there are some other leads right now that they are chasing down that I will say, well, the hair on the back of your neck would stand up. And we don't like to show our hand. You know, we don't brandish a gun. I'm using this figuratively. But when we pull it out, we're already going to shoot you. We don't like doing the thing where we say, oh, we think we have this. If nothing else, I think that people are a little bit disheartened because of, remember, like the election issue, the crack in, all that kind of stuff. We said, hey, we have these pages from the Nashville Transgender Manifesto. We are releasing it. And we did just that. Now, if people disagree with that, that's fine. That's their prerogative. I understand that people have different points of view. But we did exactly what we said we were going to do. And you can quote me on this. We have far more in the hopper. That's going to be coming out over the course of the next year. And when we tell you we are going to do something, we are going to do it. We don't bluff.
I want to put on screen, we fight like hell in the information war peacefully. I want to put the Proton Mail address up for all the other whistleblowers out there. The place to go is your investigative team. Also, while you're at it, hit O'Keefe and the great work he's doing. We're all on the same team here, but we need support. Go to JonesCrotter.com. Become a member. Get a 3-month. There's a whole bunch of other deals going. Promo code Alex. Stephen, you'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. How do people find your show and how do they spread the word?
Well, actually, tomorrow we're doing a live stream of the debate, so it's at night. So it usually is every day, you know, at 9 a.m. Central. They can watch us on Rumble is the best place, so you get to watch the hour of free show tomorrow. I believe it's about 3 hours free as we cover the debates live. It's me and Nick DiPaolo. You can sometimes watch on YouTube, and the best place to support it, where you get everything, is ladderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. And I know that people, obviously, there's this tip fatigue out there right now. So, hey, don't join today. Just watch the free content.
Well, let me say this. Let me crash the event.
There is no content at all.
I couldn't make it up there a few weeks ago to be with you guys, but I'd love to be on tomorrow night. Love you, Stephen Crowder. You're awesome.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.